a very good morning to Trevor Long from EFTM. Trevor, new Philips portable projectors launched in Australia. What's the go with this?
Who doesn't want to take the big screen with them wherever they go?
Oh, that's true, that.
The cool thing about a portable projector is it doesn't have to be used camping or holidaying. It can be used at home. Just because you don't want to put another TV in every other room, a portable projector means you can watch stuff anywhere. And it is perfect for, you know, the spare room, the second room, the man cave, whatever it might be. But it's also great for the backyard or camping or taking on holidays. So these things from Philips, there's two of them. There's one that's $700 and one that's $1,500. Obviously, you know, good, better, best kind of approach. But they're just such a great way of taking content with you. So this is a really hot market segment right now. Samsung launched in this space earlier in the year. And so now with Philips here, going to be a nice battle up to Christmas for portable projectors.
What's the screen worth, portable screen? Any idea, Trevor, just to put you on the spot?
So basically, this will project up to 75 inches on the smaller projector and 120-inch screen on the on the bigger one. So you're basically buying a 120-inch TV for $1,500.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And here I am thinking, oh, when I go away, I'm going to have to cart my laptop and that'll have to do me. Monopoly and Scrabble without the actual board. This is a bit different for an old guy like me.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is for the ultimate gaming family, right? This is basically for people that certainly have a bit of money because it's $2,000, but it's bringing all your classic games to a digital screen. So imagine a computer monitor touchscreen that's laying flat at the table, and it's got legs, so it can be a coffee table, or you could take the legs off and put it on any other bench. But Monopoly on a digital screen, Scrabble, you know, so many different games, Connect Four, Whack-A-Mole, there's heaps there. And basically, it's for gaming. It's a gaming thing, but not for gamers, more for your family game nights or your friends around for game nights. And, you know, it's bringing those classic board games to a digital interface.
I can see that being a huge talking point at parties.
Absolutely. You know, especially they're going to be saying, what are you earning to afford this thing?
Okay, none of your business. One issue that I've got at my place is security cameras. I don't have a decent Wi-Fi system at home, but apparently there's sort of moves in this direction, is there?
That's right. So security cameras, normally when I talk about them, they're battery powered and they use Wi-Fi to connect to the internet and therefore send you notifications and also record video. But if you don't have Wi-Fi or you've got a bigger property and you want a camera down the back where there's no Wi-Fi, you might have a holiday home. You might just be constructing a new home. Or you've got valuable things in a van, truck, or a ute. You could put this camera there and it's got 4G. So no matter where the camera is, it's always going to be working, giving you notifications and alerting you to action and recording that action in the cloud. It's called the Arlo Go 2. It'll be just over $400 and a great solution for people with that area. They want security, but they don't have Wi-Fi.
I love the idea. Trevor, more information at EFTM.com?
All there. Everything I talk about here with you is on EFTM.com.